present Four Joneses and a Jenkins by Sue Lynn. An everyday story of sheep, sin, and scholarship under the shadow of the Long Mynd. Episode 2, Sauce for the Goose.
Here you are, geese. Here's your wheat. And here's your special supper, my lovely Gudrun. My lovely, lovely girl. Yes, your favourite. Bread and milk. There. Good girl. You're so intelligent. I know you understand every word I say, Gudrun. Did you know you're named after a character in a novel by D.H. Lawrence? It's called Women in Love. Gudrun was very beautiful, passive, soft-skinned, soft-limbed. There. Not many geese can say that, can they? There, there. Have a bit more.
Right. Now I want to make one thing clear. Megan?
Sorry?
Dad wants to have a few words about the goose fair.
Oh, right. Go on, then.
What's that you're reading?
Women in Love by D.H. Lawrence.
I've heard about that. It's modern.
Oh, Megan, it's not rude, is it?
Certainly not. It's all about two sisters, that's all.
Oh.
One's a teacher.
Is she really? Well, it must be all right, then.
Now, we've got 27 geese this year, and... Where's Owen?
He was here a minute ago. I think he's just gone down the garden.
Right. We'll wait then.
This is the windiest December I can remember.
The equinoctial gales came late, see?
It's not very nice having to go down the garden at this time of year. Mrs. Jones Bryn Coch has got a proper indoor water closet with flush and real toilet paper. It's called... Bronco.
The Daily Mirror has always been good enough for me.
Yes. Sometimes it's called Bronco, sometimes it's Aisle. Lovely names, isn't it, Megan? Poetic. Never mind your D.H. Lawrence.
You will find that in order to have a water closet installed, Sarah, you have to be on the mains.
My sister in Newtown's got mains water and gas. And I hardly even got a proper mangle. Those rollers need rewooding. I told you that before.
My mother managed all her life without a water closet or gas. Oh, did you empty her potty this afternoon?
Megan, did you empty Nana's potty?
No, it's Owen's turn.
About time. What were you doing down there, powdering your nose?
No. Is my nose powdery, then?
Oh, that was only joking, love.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't get it.
No, never mind. Listen, Owen.
Yeah.
Did you empty Nana's potty?
Oh, no. Oh, blast. Sorry, I forgot. I was reading Pipsqueak and Wilfred.
Garth and Jane, more like. I know you. Oh, she's a lovely girl, Jane. I just wish they wouldn't keep forcing her to take her clothes off.
So, nobody emptied her chamber pot. Oh, well, I'll do it myself in a minute. If you want a thing doing, do it yourself.
Said the little red hen.
But first... I want to get something straight about the goose fair.
Oh, they're lovely and fat this year.
Day after tomorrow is feathering night.
Oh, great.
Oh, no, Mr. Bootle's coming then to give me my coaching for Oxford.
Goose fair comes first, Megan, you know that.
Oh, but my exams are on Tuesday.
Well, Mr. Bootle will have to put his books away and do some proper work for once.
What do you mean by that?
He can give us a hand, do a bit of plucking.
Oh, I don't know. I've got a feeling he's never plucked anything in his life.
He'll soon learn. Now, Sarah, I want Mrs. Jones the post office, Mrs. Jones Talabont,
yes.
Mrs. Jones the mill, Mrs. Jones the wooden leg.
Mr. Butcher, breakfast. Ah, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
How do you feel now you're broken up?
Oh, immensely relieved. Thank you, Mr. Jenkins. I don't think I'm one of nature's schoolmasters. Don't really warm to infants and juniors somehow.
I bet you warm to lovely Megan in your cosy little private sessions, though, isn't it?
She's coming along quite well. Though she is having a bit of a struggle with symbolism.
I expect you'll be going down to Aberpant on Sunday night.
Oh, yes, it's the modern novel.
No, it's not. It's Feathering Night.
Feathering?
Bacon?
Oh, no. No, thank you. Not anymore. You see, I've decided to embrace vegetarianism.
Good God! What's brought that on, then?
Well, oddly enough, I admit, I've been reading Mein Kampf.
What? That thing Hitler wrote?
Yes, yes. And although, of course, I do deplore the Third Reich and everything it stood for, it did somehow remind me that I've been flirting with vegetarianism for years. Oh. And watercolours, curiously.
Well, I'll add this bacon. Now, what do you want for your breakfast? An egg? Does an egg count as meat?
No, just toast, please. I do find eggs a little binding. What were you saying about Feathering Night?
Well, it's the goose fair on Tuesday, see?
Oh.
So they'll be up all night at Aberpant preparing the geese.
Oh, dear.
Killing, plucking, drawing, trussing, whatever you fancy.
No, I'm not sure I could rise to a goose in any shape or form.
Come on, it's a chance to be up all night with Megan, cosy by the fire. A mountain of feathers flying about, gossip, singing, mince pies galore, the smell of methylated spirits. Oh, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Well, it certainly sounds picturesque.
I usually give Jones a hand with the kill. Owen holds the lantern. It's all he's fit for.
Oh, dear.
Don't worry. You won't have to go out to the shed.
Well, I do have a slight aversion to bloodshed.
Hitler would be a bit disappointed in you, Mr. Bootle. You are more of a plucker, I should think.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been looking all over for you.
Sorry. I'm usually in the granary if I'm not anywhere else.
What are you looking so guilty for?
I'm not. I was only counting my pictures of Doris Day. I've got 34.
Well, listen. I want to pick your brains.
Pick them? Oh, God, how do you do that?
Just get some ideas. I want to save one of the geese.
What for?
It's that lovely grey one. It's the way she looks at me. I know she understands. I call her Gudrun.
How can a goose understand anything? I don't get it.
Oh, look, I just want to save her, okay?
Okay, okay.
Have her as a pet.
Okay, okay, okay.
But where can I hide her?
Where do I usually hide things now? I got a photo of Jane Russell inside my vest.
She's a goose, Owen. I got to smuggle a goose out of the shed and hide it somewhere. You can't hide a goose in your vest.
Well, I'll give it a try if you like.
Oh, never mind.
I think I need a woodbine.
Oh, go on then. Burn the blinking granary down for all I care. That's not a good you are.
Fat lot of good. Sounds all right, really, when you think about it. Ah, well. Come here, Doris. Oh. Hello, lovely girl. Or as we say in Hollywood, hiya, dame. You're a real bobby dazzler and I'm a fat lot of good. What say we hit the night spots and the jazz joints and dance till dawn? You in your polka dots and me in my tuxedo. Yes, sirree. Mind you, Jane Russell takes a lot of beating. Come out of my vest, Jane. Blinking heck. I tell you what, girl. You haven't half got a fabulous twin set.
Right. Are we all set for tonight?
Oh, yes, yes. My ladies are all coming. Mm. I hope Mrs. Jones, the post office doesn't sing that song again about the cudgelling. I think it's got another meaning.
Have we got the methylated spirit?
Oh, yes.
Sacks, bowls, tissue paper?
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Got the supper in hand?
Oh, yes. Oh, nothing much. Just roast pork, cold beef, apple tart, custard, blancmange, mince pies.
Where's Megan?
She's gone along to do her 2 hours for Mr. Jenkins.
I don't like her working for that blinking bloke. Sly, cunning, treacherous blaster, so and so. Still, he's got a lovely new tractor.
Oh, don't start moaning about our awful old tractor again. You should see my mongle.
It's the finance. That's the problem, see? How's your sister's business coming along?
She only did 17 shampoos and sets last week. Everybody's saving up for Christmas.
Has she got anything put by?
You're not asking my sister for a loan. If you want a sub, ask your mother.
I'll just go up and give her a virol and smooth her doilies for her. I may be able to bring tractors into the conversation casually, isn't it?
On my cold old flagstones.
It's all right, I'd nearly finished.
Get up. Oh, there's a good girl. You'll get rheumatics otherwise. Let me rub your knees.
But they're fine, really. Really, Mr. Jenkins.
All right. Now, Megan, are you any good with a needle?
Who's sewing? Well, I can try.
I've lost a lot of weight since Mrs. Jenkins went to Winnipeg. I was wondering if you could take in my khaki corduroys for me.
Yes, I suppose so.
I'd have to try them on first, of course, and you'd have to sort of measure my waist and my inside leg and what have you.
Oh.
Just hang on a minute, I'll try them on for you now.
No, sorry, but I haven't got time now. Oh. I've got to go, Mam needs me. I have to give her a hand with the mangling, you see, our mangle's on the blink.
When might you be able to have a look at my trousers, then?
Bring them to the feathering night, then Mam can give me a hand.
All right. See you at the feathering night, then. Looking forward to it. I've been exercising my plucking fingers all week. Those geese won't know what's hit 'em.
It's a bit sad, really, isn't it?
Is it? Is something troubling you, Megan?
Mr. Jenkins, did you ever get fond of an animal? An animal you weren't supposed to be fond of?
What do you mean?
When they were supposed to go to market.
What do you mean, fond? Have people been talking?
No, why should they?
Oh, never mind. It was before I was married. I've got nothing more to say on that subject, Megan, and it wasn't the whole hog anyway.
The whole hog?
I'd be grateful if you'd keep it under your hat. No point in setting tongues wagging again, is there?
No.
Here, in case anybody gets peckish later.
Oh, splendid feast that, Mrs. Jones. Thank you very much. I always say your applesauce is fit for a king.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Mr. Jenkins.
Ah! Now the Sabbath is over. I think we may begin.
Well, perhaps the ladies would like to go upstairs to change. Thank you very much, Mrs. Jones. Oh, thank you, Mrs. Jones. I'm sorry, sir. Yeah, thank you, Mrs. Jones. Thank you very much indeed, Mrs. Jones. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll just change into my working clothes, too, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, would you like to go upstairs, Mr. Jenkins?
No. I can go down the garden.
The privy? Oh, all right. Oh, when we'll show you the way.
Oh, it's all right, Mrs. Jones. I know where it is, and I can see in the dark like a fox.
All right, then. I'll pop upstairs.
I'll come with you if you like, Mr.
Oh,
Jenkins.
Oh, no need, Owen. Nice to see all the ladies going off to get changed, isn't it?
Yeah. Mrs. Jones, the co-op, gave me some real bubble gum. Look.
Oh.
Yes, sirree.
Mrs. Jones, the co-op's got a lovely daughter, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Susan.
We play snakes and ladders sometimes, after I've emptied their house.
I hope that's all you play, Owen, because I heard a little rumour that Susan's got a bun in the oven.
A bun? What, an iced bun?
No, it's a saying. You know, she's expecting, so they say.
Expecting?
A baby.
Oh, pregnant, you mean?
Nothing to do with you, I hope.
How could it be? You can't get pregnant from playing snakes and ladders, can you?
Owen, come along and get changed.
Crikey. Oh, coming, Dad.
Oh, Megan.
Might this be an opportune moment to discuss the symbolism in Chapter 3?
No, not now. They'll be killing the geese in a minute. Oh, no. I've got to rescue Gudrun. No.
Megan, my dear, I wonder if I might have a word.
Look, I think I can see a comforting mince pie.
Oh, no.
So, Megan, could we meet in the lavatory in a minute or two, my dear?
What? What for?
To turn up my corduroys, measure my inside leg and what have you.
Oh, please not now. I've got something on my mind.
What is it, my dear? You look flustered.
It's my pet goose, Gudrun. I don't want Dad to kill her. I've got to save her somehow.
Save a goose? You mean not send her to market?
I tried to tell you about it the other day. I know geese are supposed to go to market, but I've got really fond of Gudrun.
Ah, you're devoted to this goose then?
Oh, yes, she's so beautiful. I'd do anything for her.
Which goose is it exactly?
Oh, she's got a beautiful grey mottled neck and a white mark on her left foot.
I'll do what I can for you, Megan. I'll have a word with your father. Don't worry, I won't mention you at all. Oh. It'll be a pure business proposition, man to man.
What proposition?
Your goose is safe in my hands. Now, be a good girl and meet me in the privy in a minute. I'll get my corduroys out of the car.
Oh, but there's no time for your corduroys.
Trust me, Megan. You and Dad and Owen's got to change out to their Sunday best, haven't they?
Oh, yes, and Owen's always slow with his buttons.
And they won't start the kill without me. I've got the knack.
Have you?
I'll just go out and have a word with him now. See you in the privy in a minute.
All right. Oh, Brian, can I have a word?
Yes?
I've got something to ask you.
Oh, I've got something to ask you.
What?
Would you like to define symbolism for me?
Not now. I need you to come down the garden with me.
What for?
To the earth closet. The privy, the lav.
No, it's all right, thank you. I went before I came.
Oh, no. I've got to measure Mr. Jenkins down there. Oh. I promised to take in his trousers in exchange for him saving my goose.
Well, I'm a wee bit concerned about my chilblains, to be honest.
Oh, please, Brian, I need someone else there.
What for?
I need you to carry the torch for me.
Oh, very well. I wish I brought my fair arm pullover and matching golf socks.
Come on, Brian!
Oh, no.
I've never been alone in an earth closet before with a young lady.
Now listen, Brian, don't leave me alone with Mr. Jenkins for an instant.
No, no, all right, but before he comes, there is something I want to ask. I'll seize the moment, if I may.
Go on, then.
What's the difference between symbolism and metaphor?
Oh, Brian, how can you think of symbolism at a time like this? If Mr. Jenkins lets me down, then Gudrun will die.
I must confess that despite the sudden onset of my vegetarianism, I can't quite understand your relationship with this bird.
I want her to escape her cruel destiny. I want her to transcend the tragedy of her kind. I want her to contemplate the mysteries of nature and take her place in the cosmos.
Oh, I see.
Megan, is that you?
Yes, and Mr. Booter's in here with me as well. He's come to hold the torch.
Oh, I see. Cozy, isn't it? Mm. Almost romantic. I feel like a bit of a gooseberry all of a sudden.
I wonder if there's any linguistic connection between goose and gooseberry.
Come in, I'll shut the door.
I just slipped into my corduroys, Megan, as you can feel.
But have you worked out how to save Gudrun?
Oh, that's all taken care of. She's safe as houses, tucked up in a basket in the back of my Morrissey.
What, really?
Oh, yes. I had a word with your father. Offered him more than the market price for her. Told him I wanted to breed from her.
Oh, you are clever.
Oh, no, no, my dear. I haven't been to Oxford, I'm afraid, like Mr. Bootley.
Oh, I'm afraid an Oxford education is no guarantee of whatchamacallit.
Well, you needn't worry about your beloved goose anymore, Megan. She's safe.
Oh, how marvellous. She's going to have a full, natural life. However can I thank you, Mr. Jenkins?
Well, now, if you'd just like to kneel down and measure my inside leg.
Oh, yes, of course. Hold the torch up, Brian.
A torch could, in some senses, be regarded as a symbol, too, you know.
Hold these pins for me, Brian, and mind you don't prick yourself.
Oh, a bit higher up with that tape measure, Megan, if you don't mind. Ah, that's better.
Come on, Owen. Where's Mr. Jenkins got to? Always somewhere else.
Wait a minute, Dad. There was something I wanted to ask you.
It'll have to wait.
Oh, I can't wait.
What is it, then?
Oh, what the heck was it now? Ah, yes. Where do babies come from?
What the dickens do you mean by asking me that now?
Where do they come from, though?
Well, the hospital, isn't it, love?
No, it can't be the hospital, because Mrs. Jones, the guest house, had hers at home.
Think of lambs now, Owen. Think what happens. The ewe lies down, and out they come. One, two, if you're lucky. Sometimes three.
Yes, but what I don't understand is how they got there in the first place.
Well, babe, this is different, love. I found you under a gooseberry bush.
Oh, which one?
I can't remember.
Oh, but surely you must remember that. I mean, finding a baby under a gooseberry bush. I found a snake under a stone once, and I can remember exactly where it was.
Mr. Jenkins. You've decided to honour us with your presence, eh?
Sorry, I've just been having a word with Megan and Mr. Bootle in the privy.
What are they doing out there?
They're not doing any of that blasted studying, are they? Tonight of all nights, I want them in here. Plucking till they draw.
Oh, no, they'll be here in a minute, I'm sure.
Oh, I wish we didn't have to go down the garden at this time of year. I wish we had an indoor toilet like my sister in Newtown.
I'm going for a pee now. I'll tell him to get a move on, eh?
I'd watch my step with those two if I were you, Owen. You might start to feel as if you're playing gooseberry.
Playing gooseberry? Playing gooseberry?
Come on, Brian. We better get back to the kitchen or Dad'll be cross.
Are they actually killing the geese now?
Well, any minute now, I should think.
Will we hear it?
Oh, no, it's over the other side of the yard, behind the granary and the pigsty.
All the same, I admit the thought of it does make me feel a bit queasy. Oh. I'd like you to stay here with me for a minute, if you don't mind.
All right. You need something to take your mind off it.
Yeah, I've all got clammy in my insides, like the time when I spotted that slug in my turnip.
Oh, why don't we play a game?
What do you mean?
A game, Brian. How about I spy? Come on. I spy with my little eye something beginning with B. You're a graduate. You should be able to come up with something brilliant.
Yes, but the trouble is I read geography.
Oh. Hurry up, let me in. I'm dying for a pee.
Come in, Owen.
Oh, stand back.
Oh, for goodness sake, Owen, not in front of Mr. Booter.
Brian's already seen me pee in the White Hart in Machantle.
Yes, I remember it well.
Oh, so, what were you two doing in here anyway? You weren't playing Here We Go Under the Gooseberry Bush, were you?
No, we were playing I Spy.
In the dark, which is what I still am.
What is it then?
I spy with my little eye something beginning with B.
Darkness is symbolic too, of course.
B.
I have to admit, I'm a little afraid of it.
There isn't a silent bee in Lav, is there?
I never liked the dart since we had that power cut at Grandma's in Duckmonton. I was halfway through my rice pudding.
Oh, I love the dark. I love the creatures of the night. Yeah. I love the owls and the toads and the bats. I love the cry of the vixen under the stars and the black wind rattling the window.
I've got it.
What?
It's you.
What is?
Something beginning with B. It's Brian Bootle, isn't it, Megan?
That's right.
Oh, me? Oh, dear me. Fancy. I've never thought of myself, but yeah, that's me all over. I'm not what you call self-obsessed. More of a homo universal in my quiet way.
Well done, Owen. You got it straight away.
Oh, I'm not completely daft, you know. And I can pee for longer than anyone else in Montgomeryshire.
Yeah, indeed. You'd be an object of veneration in some of the gents' labs in Oxford.
Oh, I finished now. Oh, that was nothing. I did a fantastic one at Dogachy once, in the Red Dragon. It went on for hours. I just had 4 pints, mind.
Shut up, Owen.
I peed right over the school once.
Megan! Owen! What's going on? There's a heap of dead geese waiting for treatment and a severe shortage of pluckers.
Oh, no.
Well, that's a job well done. Beautiful night, isn't it? Oh, yes. Look at those stars. I expect your fingers hurt, eh, Mr. Bootle?
Oh, I ache all over. To be honest, I don't think physical work is my forte.
Never mind. Jump in and I'll drive you home. You'll be in bed before dawn.
Is Gudrun still all right?
Yes. There she is in a basket on the back seat.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Oh, lucky old Gudrun. I wish I was a goose. I do, really, Megan. Sometimes I feel quite like one, strangely enough.
You will keep her safe over at Brincoch, won't you?
Oh, yes. I'll be honoured to accommodate her. There's a lovely dry shed for her to sleep in at night, and by day she can go slugging in my water meadows.
Oh, lovely.
And you can come over every day and see her, and bring her little treats, isn't it? And don't forget my corduroys.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
Right, then. I must drive poor Mr. Bootle home.
Good night, Brian.
Oh, good night. Oh, dear Megan, I just one thing worries me.
What's that?
Whenever are we going to get to grips with this symbolism business?
Don't worry, Brian. There'll be plenty of time for symbolism after the sun comes up.
Jones, 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 Jones and Jenkins was written by Sue Lynn.
Ysgrifennwyd Jones, 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 Jones a Jenkins gan Sue Lim.
The cast was Geoffrey Whitehead as Mr. Jones.
Yr actorion oedd Geoffrey Whitehead fel Mr. Jones.
Elizabeth Miles as Ma Jones.
Elizabeth Miles fel Ma Jones.
Rebecca Front as Megan Jones.
Rebecca Front fel Megan Jones.
Matthew Morgan as Owen Jones.
Matthew Morgan fel Owen Jones.
Nicholas Grace as Mr. Jenkins.
Nicholas Grace fel Mr. Jenkins.
Michael Fenton Stevens as Bootle.
Michael Fenton Stevens fel Bootle.
It was recorded on location at Houghton Court, Boddenham.
Fe recordwyd ar leoliad yn Houghton Court, Boddenham.
The production team was Jerry Peel, Alison McKenzie, Marika Good and Jonathan James Moore.
Y tîm cynhyrchu oedd Jerry Peel, Alison McKenzie, Marika Good a Jonathan James Moore.